Report: multiple people may be charged in Matthew Perry's death, Charlie Sheen ex-questioned by cops. By Alana Mastrangelo on June 27, 2024. Authorities reportedly believe that multiple people should be charged in the death of Friends star Matthew Perry. Charlie Sheen's ex-wife Brooke Mueller, meanwhile, is being questioned by police. As the investigation into Perry's ketamine-related death comes close to an end, police believe multiple people should be charged, a law enforcement investigative source told People. The source reportedly added that the U.S. Attorney's Office will ultimately decide on whether or not to press charges. Meanwhile, actor Charlie Sheen's ex-wife actress Brooke Mueller has been interviewed multiple times by police regarding Perry's death after the two became friends during their stints in rehab, according to a report by In Touch Weekly. Mueller is reportedly cooperating with authorities and has not been arrested. She's hired lawyers and has had multiple meetings with law enforcement since they arrived at her sober living house with a search warrant. She's being tight-lipped about the situation, a source told the magazine. It's tough to say or know exactly what her role is in Matthew's death, but she's adamant she had nothing to do with that, the source added. While Mueller has not been handcuffed or arrested, authorities have reportedly seized her iPhone and laptop. As Breitbart News reported, Perry, forever immortalized as Chandler Bing on the hit 1990s sitcom Friends, died on October 28 at the age of 54. An autopsy report released in December by the Los Angeles County Medical Examiner revealed that the actor's cause of death was listed as acute effects of ketamine, drowning, coronary artery disease, and buprenorphine, which is used to treat opioid use disorder, were also listed as contributing factors. Perry was found dead under the water in his hot tub by an employee at his Los Angeles home in October. While the public speculated that Perry might have taken illicit drugs, given his history of addiction and decades-long substance abuse, an initial toxicology test showed there was no fentanyl or meth in his system at the time of his death, which tracked with the actor's claim that he had been sober the 2.5 years leading up to his death. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X @Armastrangelo, and on Instagram.